I call the city proposed budget workshop to order September 19th, 2018 at 7:02. Let's have a workshop.
All right. So basically what I want to do is, since we last met, plugged in some numbers. So if we kind of go to the last page, it says it's page 17, budget wish list. So a lot of the items I've added in is update city ordinances, about $10,000. The new AC units, humidity control for community center here, another $10,000. New phones, but I think that's going to be about $2,000 now. So I'll make that adjustment. Rekey locks city buildings, I have $5,000 in the budget for that. And then one of the other things I upped was the truck replacement fund to cover the extra costs. We're looking at about $10,000 a year for the next 5 years. That's kind of our shortfall from what we have saved up to what our cost of the truck would be, is if we break that down by unit. So we'll be paying roughly about 53%. Or the townships be paying 23% if we agree on per unit. So I'm trying to do this as a worst case scenario. Best case would be we split it thirds. But worst case would be that we end up with about that 53, 54, somewhere in there, percentage, which then would put us at about 10,000 short. So I added that in the budget to cover us. The other thing, under the parks fund, re-roof the park bathrooms. I guess the big thing is with them bathrooms, what our long-term goal is with them. I don't know, you know, my thought process is just do regular shingles on there to get us by, you know, the next 10, 20 years. Because I don't know what, I mean, we've always talked since I've been here pretty much about redoing that bathroom or getting rid of it and doing something to ADA regulations. So that's something to consider, you know, when we come to that, you know, next year, what kind of shingles we want to put into that, the park bathrooms. Community hall floors. We had 10,000 in the budget this year, but it's going to be more closer to that 15 to 18,000. What Greg wants to do is put that the rubber type material that we have around the wood floor, that when we redid that, he wants to put that because that's maintenance free on the other side, and that's a little more spendy. But so I added that in there to count, so we'd use this year's money and then the 10,000 budgeted next year to get that bar side done. Them tiles are bad. Half of them have come up, a lot of them are chipped. I mean, Greg wants to get something more durable that, I mean, we really didn't get the life out of them tiles.
It might go more than just the tiles. The plywood might be underneath, like, or the underlayment or whatever.
Yeah, but we're fingers crossed that it's good. If I remember right, I think they put new underlayment down when they did that. Let's see, so the other, and then the hall steps. So I've talked to Dan about the hall steps, and he's fine. He's going to put a proposal together what it would be for this year for the steps. Also, after budget meeting, if you just want to take a look at, there's the samples for the Trex decking, what kind of color scheme we want to go with. And then he said he would honor his costs, and then whatever the increase would be, maybe possibly in materials next year. So he's looking into October to complete the steps, and then he would look at the possibility of the back steps in early spring. And then Greg, I talked to Greg, and he'd like to see us put a water softener in at the hall. He says the toilets get so bad in the sinks because of such hard water here. He just thinks that'd be very beneficial for the hall to have a water softener there. I figured that was about $1,000 to install a water softener. So them are kind of the things I added into the budget. Other things we've kind of talked about that aren't in the budget is one thing that was brought up to me, the city parking lot. You know, if we iron out the ownership there by the bar, that parcel, if we wanted to look at shaping up that or even possibly tarring that in the future, or so that was one of the things I added to the budget line items. It's not in the budget, it's just in the wish list. Another thing is, as me and Greg were talking today, I know at one time the Hunt and Fish Club was talking about paying for paving around the hall. Well, we need to double check with them. We need to double check with them on that to see if they're still going to do that. And if you haven't been up to the hall, you can see what they did to their kitchen. They did a really nice job putting that sink in and redid the walls and the ceiling with basically that wipe down material. So all the walls and the whole ceiling is kind of all nice, maintenance free, and looks really nice. Put new lights in, everything. It's a nice upgrade to the kitchen area there.
And then convince Jeremy to take down that ugly letter board that looks like it's all smoky brown now.
Because everything's bright white. So that was the other thing, and then one other thing was the, you know, the stormwater pond. So basically what we're looking at there is, you know, our cost is about $86,100. And our LGA is projected to be, or slated for 2019 is $78,210. We have a little bit of a shortfall there we may have to make up, you know, for that difference, which we probably want to add into the budget and account for.
Maybe a guy digging that's got to step up the pace a little, get the price down. It's been mentioned to everybody.
Yeah.
So then basically with all them additions that we've added in, if you look at page 4 of the budget, line 204, column Q, you still see with a 0% increase, there's still a net income of $15,587 projected for end of 2019. So there's still room for other items to do. So two things usually I bring up is to look at doing some items from the wish list, or taking monies to put into future streets. Because one of the things I wanted to bring up, you got to remember, we're using a year of LGA to pay for them ponds. So that also somewhat needs to be filled and made up, you know, to help pay for future street improvements.
You know, 1% increase in a levy equals to like $4,500, right?
About 4,600. You know, and as we said, year after year, this is where we probably want to set it high, because it's proposed. Now we usually set it high and then work our way down. But this year, just because of all the improvements we've had in there with the roofs and everything, you know, that's $50,000-$60,000 that's been freed up for this year.
Just to make sure.
Coming year, 2019.
The $15,587, that's left over after the stuff you've added to the wish list?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, we're actually sitting in a good position this year.
That would change a little bit, because the phones would be a little bit more than the
phone. Yeah, so I mean, it probably look at adding $1,000 to for phones. I'll add that in here. We're still at, you know, 14.5.
And the 10,000 for the air conditioning.
What was that for?
That's for new units out here.
Yeah. Oh, okay, right like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's in there, right?
Yep. Yeah, and I met with Greg this morning to go over it again and just trying to think of things we need or that we have to do or even things that council has. I mean, really, the last couple of years, we've done a lot of repairs, big repairs.
On that pump, on the sewage pump that time, put that new in, what did that cost? Or if, say, something happened halfway through the year,
mm-hmm.
and replaced one?
It was $9,000-$10,000. Yeah.
But then you said we could take right out of our sewer fund.
Sewer fund, which is healthy, so. Yeah. Yeah, sewer fund's healthy, so.
Okay.
Barring major
yeah.
catastrophe, but like equipment type stuff, I think we'd be fine. You know, the other thing maybe would be to do, you know, because the water fund isn't as healthy. Is looking at maybe from the general transferring the water fund just to help out with the installation of the water meters. That'd be another consideration, I think, too.
And every year we had, what, 10, 15, you said?
Oh, Greg's almost got half the town done, I think. We were on a 5-year pace, but I think Greg will get it done in the next year or two if we, yeah. Because it benefits Greg, so he's made it one of his points to get it done.
Takes time on this clock.
Yeah.
Huge.
And winter.
Are we set in on a price on them or?
Yeah.
We are set in on a price?
I hope, yeah.
Yeah, about $225 is it roughly about?
So
I think per.
Difference if it's 5 years or 3 years, it's, we get that locked in.
Yeah, we got a set amount and we spread it out over 5 years. But that may be something we want to maybe look at accelerating that program and getting more meters for him to install.
When did we put this stuff in? The overhead and the speakers in the screen?
God, that was probably 5-6 years ago, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I can look that up and check.
The reason I asked is, so last night the fire department had, I don't know if they were reviewing a fire or they were trying to use the screen. And I don't know what volume level they had it on, but these speakers did not sound very good. Or I don't know if it was their connection or whatever it was. It didn't sound very good. And I don't know what kind of quality speakers are up there.
I think they're like JBLs. I mean, they're not cheapos. I mean, I can make note. And
you were having a problem there last time with that, didn't you?
Well, the only thing I've talked to him about is that box is so hard to work on. Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, the quality of the projector is, I had him come out and look, it's, you're better off buying a new one than.
Well, and what would be nice too is, you know, there's a number of people that do things up here would like to use the screen, but they don't always have the right cables to go into there. So if we could get something that was Bluetooth enabled or something that Bluetooth enabled that you could share your laptop up to it, or you could share your whatever
device. Or wireless,
yeah, or you can use your phone or your tablet or anything mm-hmm. to share up to it.
Okay.
I don't know how much.
Because I even think, I mean, this is, it just keeps getting worse that eventually we're going to have to replace it. But what I would look at using is the cable franchise fees.
Oh, yeah.
For that.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want to price some things out and see how we
can utilize the cable franchise. You know, a good new projector is probably going to be $1,500. And speakers, I'll test them by hooking something up and playing some videos or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe when we're done with this meeting, I'll do that quickly just to see.
You could have just been the personnel I was with, I don't know.
And that fund from Northern America, that fund that we had, did that demolish or that's still going?
No, it's still going, and I'll be bringing that up at the next meeting. Okay. Because Norwood wants their share, and basically, I went through it, this was probably this spring, mm-hmm. and kind of what I came up with was kind of a percentage of what they put in for fees and what we did. But the one thing we need to iron out yet, we still are going to share, that they want to draft a agreement to still keep the local access channel. But now we have to figure out, so then are they going to pay, you know, what we're paying them out? Are they going to pay that percentage for repairs and we're going to pay our percentage, or are we going to 50-50 that? So that's the one thing that needs to be ironed out yet, how the expenses are going to work. And then both councils here have to agree on how we want to divvy out that money.
How much money is in there, do you have an idea?
There's 60,000-70,000 in there.
Yeah.
It's a good chunk of money in there.
Yeah.
What was that for?
Cable franchise fees.
Oh.
So over the years, just, you know, we have built in there 3%. You know, so even too, like if we get a lot of people that.
So when you look at your cable bill, and you see that.
I apologize, guys, you got interrupting.
No.
I'll leave these on the table. If anybody knows somebody in country with a bulk tank, they got $50 spotter fee. Take care, man.
Thank you.
We pay cash. Oh, I got an old antique about a 1920 International fire truck. Somebody's got to want that.
Yeah.
2019, though.
Oh.
No idea.
When you leave the open sign on after hours, you never know what's going on.
Wow.
Cool. That defines random.
This is cool.
Yeah, we got money here. Hey, bring your money in. We pay cash.
Yeah.
But Steve, this feels very nice, Steve. It's all about 10 cents a pound.
Anybody got any milk tanks or? Guess that's not gonna, help our budget, is it?
Surprise!
That would go over.
All right, so yeah, I'll look into the projector and speakers if we need better quality. Because I know I had EPA Visual Audio, who I've worked with on this stuff, come out, and he brought a big old honking new projector. I'll remember that. And he was like, they're $5,000. I'm like, no.
No, maybe if you thought about putting one in the hall,
yeah,
then something right. like that might
But I'm like, no, you can get for $1,000, you can get a good, real, real good projector for that, for what we're using it for. Easy. If not even $500.
Trying to get a good one. So.
Yeah. You know, I'd look at something like you said that has Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth, that maybe that concept, so you pay a little more, but still, I can't imagine that'd be more than $1,500. Yeah, and we kind of use it now for council meetings and everything too now, so, yeah. Yeah, so roughly there, we're still, you know, at about 14.5 to the good for 2019. Yeah, with no increase right now.
I know every year I always joke about this. It's the preliminary levies, don't fall out of your chairs. But I always make a comment, we should just set the preliminary levy at 50%. But although we've had good participation lately, so maybe we don't need to set the levy by that. Because then if we set it at 50% and then we only increase it by 5%, we could all go talk and say we lowered taxes by 45%.
I'll tell them it was the mayor's idea. I'll show you where it is.
I think most everybody knows where that is.
So yeah, unless council can think of any other repairs or items or things they would like to see done, I mean, here's an opportunity to do some extra things.
I know I've mentioned it before, but and I don't know how that would work, but it would just be nice to have additional lights out in the parking lot, even if there was a light out on the power pole out there at the corner of the parking lot. I just think it's really dark out there when people go to leave and back out and almost hit the car behind them, like I do almost every once in a while.
Rob's checked out the lights down there at the memorial. Did they consider to change the bulb? Or they've done that already?
They haven't done it yet.
Okay.
But they he's
that was in
a week or two ago, I think they talked to Larry.
Yeah,
and he was ordering.
Yeah, that was.
But that's in this year's budget. Yeah, so we have that covered. Mm-hmm. What we do have is what we talked about too is replacing at the hall, and that's about $1,500-$1,600 bucks to do the hall lights on the ramp and the entrance door.
Oh.
And then we also talked about the water treatment plant doing LED lights, and that was $1,420 to change out the ones at the water treatment plant too. And I would say probably the water treatment plant would probably be the priority over the hall, because the water treatment ones are on all night.
Oh, you save the bulbs.
Yeah, and they're them big sodium bulbs yet, so. So I know they suck some juice, so it'd be beneficial to do, you know, the items in town or places in town that are on the most, which that's kind of how we've been. Mm-hmm. Been doing. So we've been trying to do one a year, so that way we get them all done, changed out.
If we, since we're going to have Wi-Fi now at the community hall,
mm-hmm.
Right where it's done at, if we were to somehow figure a way to utilize the basement, do we run into an ADA issue?
Mm. Very possible.
What's that?
Because there's no...
handicap accessibility. Because there's, I mean, the fall is too great to come from where the stairs go down in the main area. But the back door, there might be enough, but then you block the back room off unless you kick that wall out.
Yeah, where the furnace and that is in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a back door, I think, to get into the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then
yeah.
The stairs. I was just wondering if there was something that maybe we would want to look at or entertain a conversation around, maybe not for next year, maybe it'd be something we talk about for next year's budget as we get everything in, but seeing what we would need to do to get it done. Because I know at one point in time the fire department was all gung-ho about getting the bowling alley back up and down again. I know that's fizzled out for a while. But if we're going to have Wi-Fi there, my thought is if... Trying to figure out how it would work, whether it would be maybe a club would do it or how we would work it out, but it would be kind of like making an internet cafe for the kids or for adults too, but just someplace where they could go to intermingle. I mean, most of the kids in town, except for a handful of them, are all sitting probably in their rooms in front of their PS4s playing whatever games they're playing, but at least if there was a place like that out there that they could go to. At least it doesn't get them away maybe from the video game, but at least it gets them out in the public. Or it could be used for parties and other things too. It wouldn't have to be necessarily that.
I'm wondering if the ramp in that back there, the guy couldn't lower that drive back into there. If you can cut that down a couple feet. Of course, we'd have to do something at the door. We'd have to lower the door. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can fill the top in, take the bottom out, fill the top in. That'd be more Jason's expertise. But I'm thinking we probably could cut that retaining wall in that, cut that down. Because now when you come off the street, you come up, you can go over and down. You could probably cut that down, I bet you. I'm guessing 2.5 feet for sure.
And then the other,
just what I'm thinking, an hour away, I see it. I have to shoot some grades on it, take a good look at it. I don't know any reason why it would have to be that high or why it was ever built up that high.
And then the other thought, too, is if we're not going to renovate the bowling alley or we're not going to bring it back to life, or no one's going to bring it back to life, I know the baseball club has inquired about that spot for as being a pitching tunnel and a hitting tunnel. Because yeah, right, because Lana Lane's was the last place that had a place to hit balls in the area here. So if we did something like that for that area, then I mean it wouldn't just be the baseball club that would use it. It would be other people that would potentially use it, and then maybe that would get more use for downstairs too. Because right now it's dead space. It doesn't. I mean, we have to heat to cool it, in that, but. So what do we do with that space if we can be?
Yeah, because I know we talked about, was it last year, about doing repairs down there? Mm-hmm. There's about $10,000 in repairs and upgrades that need to be done there too. The bathrooms and the
bathrooms,
definitely the bathrooms. Yeah.
But I just think with all the, you know, all the, we've gotten rid of all the mold issues, we've gotten rid of all the other water issues, now the space is there, what do we do with it?
You have to have somebody be able to run the place, because otherwise it's going to be a wide open, free fall.
Right.
You have to have somebody down there for certain times. I don't know how it would work, but you'd have to have somebody out there, you'd have work in the area.
Clean it.
Right.
Of course, I don't want to have cleaning.
I mean, there are other things to think about too, in regards to staff and how that would all work out, and who would cover it, and how it would clean and things of that nature. I just, again, just kind of throwing, I mean, that's what the workshop's all about, just throwing out ideas, seeing what works, but.
I'm all for trying to do something like that, just by looking for a thing.
Oh, another thing I was going to bring up, we have is the, in the park, we had a break in the wire somewhere under the blacktop between the food stand and the, we're guessing the food stand and the big shelter building. And none of that's in conduit. So that broke. To find it, I don't know how much blacktop we would end up, you know, ripping up to try to find that or whatever, but I did kind of get some costs in order to fix that, because that runs to the light pole that's on the side of the shelter, so there's no power there anymore. And also I believe they use that a lot for hooking up the beer trailer and, you know, whenever events are there. And then also that power runs over to the pond there where they have the pump and stuff. And basically there too, we're looking at about $5,500 to $6,500 to get that fixed. So that's another item I don't have in the budget that we may want to look at and consider.
That's what we had to do with that hotel, that flagpole, remember the rat wire built?
Yeah.
They might have just, another fixing it.
Well, and we had that too, where the wire that ran to the open shelter, remember?
Yeah.
You know, all that was just, I think, tunneled in and wasn't put in any conduit. And
the $5,500 we'd be looking at put in conduit, right?
It'd be done right, yeah. It'd have to be done for code anyway, so.
Oh, okay, good point.
That's going to be bored or just tie or under, cut the tower off and run?
Well, they're hoping to just kind of trench it, you know, through instead of having to tear up big area, you know, because I had Rob's come out and look at that.
Mm-hmm. I don't say get an estimate on that, that's going to have to be done.
Yeah, they said $5,500 to $6,500
bucks. Oh. They already have wiggle room in there, and wasn't put it in for now. Might have taken out of the pile.
Yep.
To them. Last Saturday they had a big wedding at the pond. There were good things at work, or some people from work that was, you know, good dance, or, and, you know, Nice hall, nice little hall, and it brought back memories and stuff and all that, but it also brought back a lot. Everybody was sweaty and we get hungry and, yeah, you know what it's gonna cost. We will do this, how many years do we go through, every year?
Every year.
Typically September is an okay month to be in there, but it just.
Yeah.
I think the last time we had a HVAC quote was at $60,000.
Yeah.
And that was 6 years ago, 7 years ago maybe?
At least 5 years, yeah, I'd say. You know, and the big thing we've always debated on that is, say you get, I don't know, 4 or 5 more rentals. I mean, it really, I mean, I'm just looking at it cost effective. Really doesn't pay for itself.
Yeah.
You know, 5, 6 rentals a year for, you know. That's the only problem. Now if we could, you know, now if it would triple our rentals, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, our rental is quite a bit cheaper than any place else, I know that.
Yeah, I hear that comment here and there, you know, that for the price it's.
Well, we have a leg up on too. We have a lot of flexibility in what you can do. I mean, you can bring your caterer, you can bring your alcohol. And you go to Bill Coleman, there's a certain number of caterers that they have already attached to it. Not even down in Arlington. You know, there's the place on Arlington, there's only one caterer and there's only one alcohol provider.
Yeah, it just makes me wonder though, because like last couple of years, rentals have been down. Because usually September, we should be fully booked September and October. Mm. We only have 4 rentals out of the 8 weekends.
Yeah.
And usually they're fully booked. And I've heard some people talk a lot more going to this outdoor concept, doing outdoor weddings. And
that and marriage is down 37%. People are getting married now instead of
living. So that could be part of it too then.
Yeah, you see the light. Wish I had seen 30 years ago.
How are you doing that?
Oh, wow. Can I speak a little bit closer to the microphone? Yeah.
I don't trust camera.
I haven't learned how to edit yet, so. Yeah, so I updated phones, added in the electrical wiring there then, so when we do that, we're still at, you know, 8,000. Yeah, whatever the little tick marks I have there for percentages, that's all built in. Only one other thing too that, and this could change, but I've talked to Justin, I've met with Scott with the fire department, but as you can see, you know, on page 3, line item 119, under column Q, you know, city's contribution to the relief. I still have yet to get the SC form back that states what the city's contribution is for next year. Scott Anderson with the fire department, he actually went down to his office to try to tell him, hey, we need it. I've talked to him that I need this by Friday because we got to set our final proposed budget on Tuesday. Whether I get that or not, this 9,000, what Scott put some numbers together, figures that's kind of the worst case scenario. So that could change, and I'm hoping he gets that information to me by next Tuesday.
Hopefully, it's less than that, maybe.
Yeah. Right. Correct.
I You know, what we can do is hope, or, you know, just hope they come and get it, but otherwise you gotta plug that.
Yeah, you gotta plug some number in, you know. But I mean, he's supposed to have that to me August 1st. Yeah.
Well, we were late, they were late getting it to him, wasn't it? No?
No.
I think there's been an issue almost every year, right?
Yeah.
Communication.
But I don't think there's any real statute that has teeth that requires him to have it done by that date. It's just kind of the recommendation, and I think the main reason that's for is for budget, what we're doing tonight, budget reasons.
So, your snow removal here, Jeremy, you started out in 2018 with 11,000?
Yep.
19, now you're...
And that's kind of going off an average and assuming we don't have to move snow this year. So it should come down.
So the 9,000, you dropped to $50,000?
Yeah, from last year. You know, basically due to, you know, having to move the snow. As hopefully now this year, we shouldn't have to move as much snow. As you can see, 17 was only 2,800, but I know 2018 is going to be closer. Right now, we're already at about 5. Because it didn't snow in November, December. We didn't get snow until it was late, so. Yeah.
What's the forecast for this year, though?
I've heard mixed.
As we got rain, hold on to your hats. I truly think that I'm done snowballing.
Yeah.
I don't even call it, it's December.
Might as well.
You put your time on.
I'll just come up here, just stick on the mayor. If I get, well, I should say if I get elected, we're not with the cart before the horse.
I like it, I like it too.
Maybe me and you both will be sitting someplace watching green snow.
Sitting on the snow bank.
Like I said, anything can happen. Is it such a bad thing if we don't spend off the money? Do we transfer it over to the water or the streets or something?
Yeah, I mean, my thing then.
Well, just here's my feeling. Two things in this town that are really important. Our water and our streets. And I think we should, if we got extra money, let's stick it to where we need it the most. Let's not just go spending it because we think we should spend it on, it's nice to upgrade stuff, but if we really don't have to right now, let's at least get our water tower, get our water situation, our looping.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that, because we owe that to the citizens.
You know, and
if they're paying big water bills, let's get them, they deserve good water.
Mm-hmm.
So let's concentrate and maybe work on that a little bit harder. And I know it's always nice to have a little bit extra, you know. I'd like to see the hall basement fixed up. I'd like to see a nice sign out there welcoming everybody to Hamburg and stuff. And that still could happen, like the mayor says, if we can get groups together that are willing to do a fundraiser and stick some money into it. We can still make that sign happen, which would be great.
But
I'm thinking if we concentrate a little bit on the water and the streets, because we're going to lose 1 year on the streets now with the pond.
Mm-hmm.
But that has to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And this one over here, street
Jacob
needs to be done. The one in front of my place, Maria, from the corner down to Jacob, needs to be done. Brad Street down there needs to be done. We need to do Louisa from the feed mill up to the post office has to be done. So there's a couple of streets that are in. We need to catch them before the water starts to get down.
Sweeping
through. It's going to cross this big time. And we don't want to be stuck with that. Right now, our streets are in good shape. The base, everything's good. We just need to take care of the surface. We can get that taken care of, protect underneath the last another 30 years.
What a maintenance.
Yep.
So if we put in the budget, or if we increase our budget by the month for LGA is like 70,000 change, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. And we split like 70,000 between the stormwater fund that's down, right? Or don't they, which fund, which one of our enterprise funds for the water and stormwater is down?
Well, water and stormwater could use a little help. Sewers
fine, okay. So
sufficient.
Maybe what we do is we, just for the preliminary budget anyway, so we can take a look at it and see what it looks like, is raise the preliminary budget up so we have an LGA and then mm-hmm. split that in half and transfer it out to the sewer and water fund and then transfer it up to streets.
Sure.
And you're going 80,000.
Yeah, 2 minutes, maybe around
80,000. 8%? No, you won't give me going that big.
Well, here, I'll tell you real quick. So let's say, so it's simple as plus 80,000. So if we say we raise it 80, that takes us to 16.43.
That would be the preliminary budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but then that 16.43 is still a surplus of 8.
Right. Yeah.
So if you take the 8 out, it would be, you know, 15, closer to 15.
We're not suggesting that it's a final way 15 up, but at least
sounds fair enough for preliminary.
Yeah, it gives you a worst case scenario.
Yeah, whittle away from there.
Because mm-hmm. in this case, we're locked in for 19 for LGA. They can't, but it's already locked in. They can't take that away. But that would be if it took away 2020.
Right.
We'd be making that up that way. As a worst case scenario. Right. And the other part, too, if they don't start this year on Lois's property, and that we may be able to. Some
grant monies
for our portion of the project.
Yep.
So that would free some other things up, or not use so much of the street money.
So you can apply for the grants next year and put that money back. Okay.
Yep. And then,
as long as the project hasn't started.
You know, I have nothing earmarked for 2019 for the Small Cities Assistance Program, mm-hmm. which is basically the program the state created to help out cities under, I believe it's 5,000, that doesn't get no aids for streets. There's nothing for 2019 right now, so nothing in legislation that I know of, or, you know, there's talks about kind of combining that, bumping it with LGA and all these other things, but that won't come out till next, you know, session. But there is nothing in the budget, so I'm not accounting for that since there is nothing earmarked for it.
Anything else we want to throw in the budget at this point? I mean, our next meeting on Tuesday is when we'll set the preliminary levy, so we still have some time to tell Jeremy, hey, let's throw this in there just so we can see what it looks like and how it impacts things. Or
so I'll just give you a quick. So LGA's 78,210. Just to say if we go down to roughly, if we run a zero balance and do the 78,210, we're at 14.4%. I don't know what scenario you want to do. You want to use 80 or you just want to use the LGA number and run a zero balance, and then that kind of gives us our what we're looking preliminary.
Talk some thoughts.
stay high enough, you don't want to, you know, it's come down. That way we get people talking.
Fill some seats.
Jeremy maybe has to have enough phone calls. Yeah, that sounds good to me. I mean, I think that's, that should be high enough. That sort of cover anything we've gotten.
Yeah.
The 14 or the 16. Both the actual amount, 78,000 or the full one's 80,000.
No, we can think about it more. We can't make a decision anyway. It's not, it's just, we can instruct staff to leave it at 14 or we can instruct staff to increase it to 16 in the conversation. Right.
Yeah.
Any preference on instruction to staff? 16, 14. And we'll kind of split hairs, so.
Yeah, I'm okay with the 14. We use the actual 14. Numbers. I mean,
okay.
6, 1.
Leave what I have, and then I'll send this out to you tomorrow.
Any other things we want to add? Otherwise, you know, I think we can continue to stare at this for 10 more minutes if we want, or we could adjourn.
And just on the street out here when they had that water recovery, is that our bill or is that the county's bill? Do they take care of that road or do we take care of it?
We do.
We take care of it.
When if a water main break, yeah.
And they don't plow snow when they come here?
They do.
When they are bad.
Yeah,
that's quite a gift. Thanks for that, huh?
Yeah.
They're probably better off not doing nothing.
Every little bit.
Okay, well, I was just wondering if there was another, if we ended up paying for that, or if there'd be another. No, we didn't pay to come. Right?
No.
We come to it all done.
Yeah.
Right. Back in the day when my dad started there, he actually went to the county and him and Digga got together one night and talked this over, and Digga, I believe, called the county and said, if your snowplow operator wants to come through town and wants to plow the street, we're fine with that. And he, because he feels that the railroad track should be plowed in sand. He don't want to see an accident on his watch. And it stayed that way ever since that day. Started calling and it's been that way since.
And I think the agreement we have with them is that they come through and drop the plow through town and then we finish up.
Okay.
You know, kind of the shoulders.
It used to be here, but now there's somebody else already. They switched drawings and they kind of so screwed up. I talked to, me and Daryl talked to a guy today that worked on the 41 project down in, he said he'll never get another job with Carver County again. That Evans, Jeremy, are you familiar with him over there?
Mm-mm.
Public Works?
No.
Don't ever get involved.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Add that name to my.
He's a real. That's why, like, even with our stormwater and that, I mentioned to the boys today, I got to news them that we were going to do Lewis's part. The pond back there by where Lois is. It's our pond, it's not Lois's pond, it's our pond. And my nephew looked at me and he goes, so what kind of crap did you get us into now? I looked at him and I said, well, it's Carver County. Oh, jeez, he goes. Because they are so nitpicky. They even.
Whatever they do on here, are they adding on to that brick or that?
Tile? I think he put a new tile in.
That's a huge one.
24 inch. So he's up stepping it a little bit. But I don't know where he thinks the water's going to go way faster because it's still going to break down to an 18. But that's Larry. As long as he don't come in this room and ask for money, I don't think. We'll let him do what he wants.
Any other additions to the budget? Otherwise, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Moving seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 7:52.